Hello, it's Alice Arnold here. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. In this episode, I'm talking to the actors Dennis Lawson and Stephen Tomkinson. They are touring in a production of Art, and we'll be talking about that, and also the art of making martinis. Stephen Tomkinson and Dennis Lawson, welcome
Thank you, Alice.
Musicals and Theatre Podcast, concentrating on the theatre for this episode, obviously.
They're not ready for the singing. Dennis can.
Oh, yes.
I know, you've done some musicals.
I've done some musicals.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
And you've had a single released.
And I've had a single released, that's
true. Let me rip up my research.
That's true.
Tell us about the single.
No, you're funny. It was called, get this, Ultra Fantastico. I did this series, this comedy series about a disc jockey, hello, called The Kit Curran Radio Show. Mm-hmm. And I recorded the single, the theme tune for it, and it got to like 65 in the charts.
How did it go? Can you hum a little bit?
Yes, it went, I am the people's choice, I'm the voice that everyone... I'd stay here. I'm riding on the airwaves. They're never going to be the same. Because I am the leading contender for radio fame. Ultra Fantastico. And it goes on like that.
And it only got to 65.
It only got to 65, isn't it?
Sounds like it could have been our Eurovision entry.
Sorry about that.
But last year when we were touring and we went to do a radio show in Leeds.
Oh, that's right.
The girl had the single.
She gave me the single. I've got your single.
In vinyl.
She had it on vinyl.
Like when we used to buy them for 50p.
It's hysterical.
And then I had to believe that he had a single.
There was proof.
Did you sign it for her? And she probably put
Certainly
it on her
not.
Wall.
Yes, of course I did. Yeah.
Decreased its value instantly.
Now, so you talked about being on tour. I should explain. You're on tour in the play Art.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, you know, you were on tour last year with this as well. This is like another tour.
It is.
Because you're going to do, apparently, like, cover the whole country in record-breaking, do every theatre ever.
Yeah.
Well, kind
and
of
then,
like
And
that.
Then the world!
And then the world after that. Well, we did 17 weeks last year.
Yeah.
And then our producer, David Pugh, came up with the idea of doing 10. And, well, I have to say, it's just such a blast to do this play. I was right up for it immediately. Just love doing it.
Of course, originally it was done. This was Tom Courtney, Ken Stott, and Albert Finney.
That's right.
Yes, I was there.
Yes, so was I. I saw it.
Did you see? And that was more than 20 years ago.
It was just a bit over 20.
They did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Stephen, you were in it.
I was in 18 years ago.
Yeah.
When they were changing the cast at Wyndham's. I think it was every 16 weeks
to keep it fresh.
And I did it with
that's very fresh.
James Fleet and Michael French. Playing the same part that I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. How weird is that to do it again 18 years later?
And the other missing ingredient of the triumphant is Nigel Havers.
Yes.
Who has, I think this is about the fourth time he's done it, and he's directed it. And he's performed it over
800 times, I think.
Yeah. So he knows his lines by now,
Not really.
No,
we help him.
Yeah, yeah. He riffs along, you know.
But Dennis, you haven't done it before.
I hadn't done it. And it was quite funny because I hadn't done it and I knew the other guys. This is when we first did it together. And I thought, well, they've both done it, so I better get ahead of the game here. So it was strange. I had about 5 weeks and I worked about an hour a day. And then I came downstairs and said to my wife, I know this play. My God. So I walked into rehearsals, word perfect.
Yeah.
And scared the pants off them.
Before the read-through. That's not on, is
That's
it?
Not on. But
not
I,
on at all.
I didn't know it was 18 years since then, so I just thought, well, I've got it. I can't get left behind
my own name.
So luckily, I nailed them on the first day.
You did.
I've
been sorry ever since.
Yeah. I've never known that before.
The crux of the play is basically Nigel Havers' character.
Yes.
Buys a white painting.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And it said in the thing, 200,000. Now, was that, have
grand.
We updated that?
Yes, we've updated it.
We just said 200 grand.
Yes.
We are in Paris.
What was it 18 years ago when do you remember how much it was then?
No, I don't know what it was then.
125.
Not as much.
Pounds?
Yeah. But it gets a from the audience.
It does.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot to pay for this painting, which on first glance just looks like a blank canvas.
Pretty well.
But when you get closer, you see there are many layers of white.
Yes.
And depending on how the light catches it, whether those the lines the brush strokes are visible. And Nigel absolutely adores this
painting. Nigel actually privately loves it.
He does. He wants to buy it.
But,
and David Pugh won't sell it.
That's right.
Despite his 800 performances.
But somebody made this painting for the play.
David Pugh's
stage painter.
David Pugh's
painter.
Dad made it.
David Pugh's
the producer's dad made it.
Keeps it in the family. There's three different
versions,
paintings, isn't there?
Are there?
Because something something may or may not happen to the
painting. Yes, we can't discuss that on air.
Something happens to the painting.
We can't talk about that, I'm sorry.
But it
may and it may not. You have to see it.
But Yasmina, who wrote it, did base it on an incident with some of her male friends where one of them did buy this painting. And the other friend sort of had a falling out with them.
Yeah.
Saying, I don't know you at all. Our friendship is worthless. And that's the only other thing that we've added to this is we've upped the age of the friendship to a 25-year friendship.
Yes.
Which the audience invest a lot more in it.
It feels like there's more at stake, actually. I mean, just through happenstance.
Yes. We're not likely to start another 25-year
friendship. No, that would be tricky, difficult to to pull off.
But so it's like the purchasing of this painting creates...
A catalyst.
Oh, it's a terrible crisis in their friendship. They have this wonderful, great friendship that they have, where they go out, see movies, have dinner, have a laugh, and whatever, and discuss things. And this really devastates their friendship, this purchase.
Because two of them presumably...
Well, my character, Serge, hates it.
Right.
And can't understand...
You play Mark, actually.
Okay, I'm going to play Mark tonight.
Yeah.
I like
to keep
my toes, whatever, whoever I'm playing, I don't know. I never say my own name, so how would I? So anyway, I played this guy in this play, Ian, I think his name is. Or Mildred. And anyway, he hates it. So they just have this terrible kind of crisis.
And Stephen,
I'm
playing Florence, are you?
He's Florence.
I'm the buffer.
Between the two of them.
Ivan's a kind of naive, kind of, fall guy.
Very happy-go-lucky type character who's incredibly stressed because he's just started a new job and he's about to get married for the first time in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And is having big rows with his fiancé and his mother.
Yes.
About whose names get to appear on the wedding invitation. And then his two best friends start completely falling out. And his whole world is falling apart.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, so this is what you're doing now. Let's cast our minds back a bit.
Oh, all right then. Go
Let's
on.
Go back to the very beginning. When you trained. So, Dennis, you went to the Scottish Academy.
I trained in Glasgow, the Royal Scottish Academy, which is now known as the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland.
It's
got an amazing reputation.
And it was great. It was a great training. I was glad I went there. It was a really good, solid training. Its only disadvantage at that time was it's not in London, so you have to make this leap, this move, which seems huge when you're 21, south. But I did that fairly quickly.
And you did? You came straight down?
I made a clever sideways step. I went to Amsterdam and did the musical Hair for six months with an international cast. It was great and quite wild. And we toured Holland and stuff like that. And then I kind of got a little bit of money together there and moved to London with my Dutch girlfriend, Thea Ramft, and kicked off in London,
And Stephen, you went to Central, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I did indeed, straight after doing my A-levels.
Yeah.
His name's on the steps.
Do
the
I, have a,
steps,
I have a step?
Carved into the front
do you?
Of it.
I have a step.
He has a step.
What do you have to do to get a step?
I don't know. I just turned up one day and it was there.
Yeah.
My step was there.
Yeah.
Oh. Who else has got a step?
Zoe Wanamaker's got one, doesn't she?
Zoe's got one. I think I'm near Deborah Warner and Kristen Scott Thomas.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, that's pretty good company to
bad
be in.
To walk over.
Isn't it?
And I go up these steps quite just to stand on him quite a while. It's standing on
wank your feet.
So when you came out of Central, you won a competition called the Carlton Hobbs. radio, what's it called? The Carlton, what Carlton is it Hobbs called? Award. Carlton Hobbs Award, I think we called it, didn't we?
I didn't know about
which
this.
Gets you a place on the BBC Radio Drama Company.
Oh.
It does.
And an 7-month contract, so you leave with a full equity card.
Oh, brilliant.
And you were on it as well.
Yeah, some of us didn't win the Carlton Hobbs Award. Some of us came second, which means you don't get a contract.
Oh.
No.
She's not busy.
obviously, I've let that go.
Yes.
My feelings about that. I got to do the answer phone message for our drama school, I think.
Right.
But, you know, there we go. But I did end up on the Radio Drama Company with you.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Citizens.
Citizens.
Shall we say that word?
We did that. We did that together.
Citizens
yes.
for, yeah, and presumably many,
oh,
many
others.
Many plays, but
it was. It was. I did 54 plays in 7 months.
Oh God!
And then fantastic. How many after that? Loads after that.
Yeah.
Loads and loads. Yeah. It keeps going for
it's
ever.
Lovely.
Have you been
I
on
still
there?
Love radio.
Yeah. Really do you still do it now?
Mm. Yes. Whenever they call.
Yeah. It is just the best.
It's joyous.
It's the best fun. Anyway, enough of that. People listening will have seen you in, well, Drop the Dead Donkey, Wild at Heart. Tell us about Wild at Heart. That's when you went off. Did you film that in Africa?
Yes, we did, in South Africa, a little place called Hartbeespoort, which Ooh. Is sort of equidistant between Johannesburg and Pretoria. And there was this little farm there, which was a sort of haven for abandoned and orphaned animals, run by a lady called Vicky Brooker, who had an amazing rapport with these animals, and consequently we could get very close to film our shots. And that was home for 7 years, for 5.5 months of the year. And then in the 8th year we did like a 2-hour special to wrap it up. And it was glorious, beautiful opportunity.
And Dennis, I guess, well, new tricks would be
sure
one of the things, but you won an Olivier Award in 1983, for Best Actor in a Musical.
I did.
For Mr. Cinders.
Mr. Cinders, that's right. Yeah.
Well, you're not going to ask him to do that as well, are
okay,
you?
I'll do you a couple of numbers. I did this great soft tune. No, it was very satisfying that it was... I'm like Steve, actually, I think. I wanted to perform, not... I wanted to perform because of music hall variety and vaudeville.
Mm.
That's what drew me in. I was 5 or 6, and I used to be taken by my parents to my grandparents in Glasgow, and we'd go and see variety. And also, whatever I saw on television, like Sammy Davis Jr., for instance, is one of my... I just wanted to be him. That's really what drew me in. And then, so I heard about this thing called a drama school, because I came from nowhere in Scotland in that sense. And I kind of came full circle, because The job that kind of broke my career open was Pal Joey, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the original guy who did that was Gene Kelly on Broadway. So it moved me, it established me as a commercial leading actor. And again, that was going back to my early roots, you know. But Mr. Cinders was absolutely my childhood influences. Danny Kaye, Jerry Lewis, all of those guys. Wrapped into a performance, really. And it was hugely enjoyable and very, yeah, got me to live. It was very successful for me, yeah.
And would you still do musicals now?
The last one I did was La Cage aux Folles.
Mm.
That was 10 years ago now, I think. I tend to get quite, well, I get kind of nominated. When I do a musical, I at least get a nomination, which is nice. And I hadn't been on stage for 12 years when I did La Cage aux Folles, just through circumstance. And again, I got a nomination, and I was really pleased about that. It was nice.
Yeah.
So I'm very at home in that world, in that genre, because I can dance as well. And all that, you know.
Yeah. Stephen, do you dance?
I danced a little bit in playing King Arthur in Spamalot.
Oh, hello.
We had to do a bit of dancing.
Yeah,
there,
that's right.
But no, I'm not really known as a dancer. I can muddle my way through.
No. Singing?
Singing, again, I can muddle my way through. but yes, I've got away with a lead in a West End musical credit, so I'm quite happy that.
Which one was that?
Spamalot.
Oh, the Spamalot, sorry. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
So after... Now, you were touring this until...
Yes. Until the 30th of March, end of March, we hit Aberdeen.
Right. So then we've got the spring ahead of us.
Yes.
Yes.
Do we know what happens after that?
Well, I start almost immediately go into rehearsals. I'm directing a play at Hampstead Theatre Club in London. I've been directing off and on for 20 years. And so I'm revisiting a play I directed there about a year ago called The Firm by Roy Williams. A wonderful play, very funny and very edgy, about a black gang in South London. Because I know all about that, of course, being a middle-class Scots guy. But anyway, so we're remounting it at Hampstead Theatre with the hopes of moving on from there. So I go into rehearsals a week after we finish. So when we were in Richmond, I'll be casting that play. And then I'll finish in May. And then I'll go and lie down on a beach in Italy very, very quickly.
Right. Yes. And Stephen?
Well, our final week of performing in Aberdeen, I shall start rehearsing for Educating Rita.
In Aberdeen?
In Aberdeen. But then we're moving to the Theatre by the Lake in Keswick, where we open in the middle of April.
Okay.
So it's a sort of 3-week rehearsal, but the first week in Aberdeen.
And is that a tour then?
Yes, yes, until the end of August.
Oh, you're so not. Oh, gosh, you've got no break at all then.
No, I'll get a Saturday night back in September, which would be lovely.
Because that's like weekly rep, isn't it? Well, not weekly rep, but you know what I mean? You're rehearsing one and performing another.
Came straight from Christmas Carol at the Old Vic. This. Finished on a Saturday and started in Chichester on the Monday.
It looks quite normal,
doesn't
it?
You're on a roll.
Yeah, I don't know what's holding.
No, well, I have no idea.
So this is the thing, you're three boys on tour together.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yes. How's scary. How's that work out? Is
Well, shall we tell her about...
last week. Oh, we do have a routine.
We do have a nice ritual.
Right.
We come off the stage and I would say within 5 minutes of leaving the stage, I've changed and made 3 vodka martinis. And then we sit down and... have a couple of martinis and a nice chat, and we unwind from the show, and it's a really nice thing to do before we travel or whatever back home or back to where we're
staying. Is that in your dressing rooms?
Mr. Havers, who's not with us today, has arranged we travel our own freezer now.
Yes.
Because we freeze the vodka and the glasses.
Yeah. Oh, this
we're very,
perfect.
Very picky about our martinis.
So the rider is basically, you get a freezer.
Yes, otherwise we don't turn up. If that freezer's not
and
there,
the vermouth
no show.
Spray is very specific.
And we,
as well.
Yes, we have a specific martini spray that I use.
What's a martini
spray?
it's like a little perfume.
It's like a little perfume spray. This is just my own thing, right? Because you use very little mix with a martini, right? So I spray the glasses with the mix. And then I throw the frozen vodka in, and the glass is frozen too. And then a rind of lemon.
And it's between 6 and 7 sprays, I've noticed.
It's 7 sprays. This is very specific. 7. And you get the perfect martini.
This is fascinating.
I was trained by a wonderful barman at St. James's at the Duke's Hotel at St. James's, Alessandro Palazzi. He teach me how to make a martini. And he makes the best martini in London.
So
he is very special.
In James Bond, it shouldn't be like... shaken, not stirred. It should be shaken or sprayed.
You don't use ice for the martini. It's death on a bite to vodka. Terrible.
Is it?
Well, you water the vodka down for a start.
I'm a gin girl, so I not really don't...
And also you bruise the vodka if you shake it to death. So you just kill the flavour.
Bruise?
Yes, you bruise it. Very delicate thing.
Are you a connoisseur of other drinks and food and things?
No, only martinis.
Just
yes.
Just
you see
that.
My eyes going rather steely. Only martinis.
Stick to what
just
you
that.
Know.
Only martinis, yes.
Okay, so that's the ritual. So you have those.
We do that.
And then you're on your way? Or
we're on our way.
Go off
we
have
might
something to
well,
eat?
Well, the other joyous thing about the show
yes.
is that if it starts at 7:30, we can be martinying by 10 to 9 and then being at a restaurant shortly after 9 o'clock for
yeah.
a bit of dinner.
It's an hour and 20 minutes long, so
straight through.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Yes.
You see, I'm seeing more of these things.
Yes.
And talking to people about them, and we all love it, don't
That's
we?
The
audience,
the
I love
nine.
It as an audience mm. because yes. then I can go and have something to eat as
Precisely.
Well. It's not
yes.
a late night, and yeah. at my age, I don't want to get to
you
bed
don't
too
want to
late.
Go out
I don't.
Like that. No.
I don't. And you get to just. Do it, as you say, yeah. one shot, no interval, just mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. done. Done
it
and
is.
Dusted.
I mean, it's full on,
minutes.
My God, it's
yeah.
full on.
Why?
And very concentrated and intense, but it's just great to do. Love it.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see you in Richmond.
Great.
That will be
March
lovely.
March the 4th, I think.
March the 4th. We start on March the 4th.
That's...
Well, if you come round and see us afterwards.
I will do that thing, because I haven't seen the play before.
You might have to make a special gin
martini. I might make you a martini.
A gin-based one.
No, sorry, please.
No, I'll have to try a vodka one. I've never had a martini.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, then, you won't find your way home, but you'll have a
good time. All right, OK, so I won't drive then. I'll come on the tube.
Oh, my God, it is
40%.
40% proof.
Yes.
OK, right, don't definitely
drive,
coming on the tube. OK.
Get the train here.
Right.
Get the train.
Well, I shall let you get to Guildford where you are now.
Yes, please, great.
And thank you so much
for coming
in.
It's been such a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Dennis Lawson and Stephen Tomkinson talking to me about their production of Art. And if you enjoyed that podcast, then why not download the podcast and review it? Tell me how much you liked it. I'd really like to hear that.